Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Who's their phone?
Sound Siri. Siri Spots.
I ate the
right. Hello, one of your left.
All right.
Oh boy, you woke up dumbs out.
That was stupid.
Oops. Oh dear.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on here? Never surrender.
Sit down and shut up. Shut.
Oh, man. Give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex.
Ultra human penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to
get bathroom in their driveway.
He's not a poo problem.
Shut up, all the pair.
He had consumed some alcohol.
Don't swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she call him the midget?
Yeah, here today following some Halloween questions.
Oh, yeah. Dave.
I was
fat.
Siegel often draws the audience at the expense
of one's ever sent me a nude selfie.
Once again, a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line, laughing at the collar with a colostomy bag.
Funny is that?
I'm sure what happened.
Eddie, what are you doing?
I'm not incompetent.
You're
incompetent.
You're at a concert.
Don't tell me to calm down.
Get
it. Right.
Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
With my book.
How about as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl?
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for
No. Better. I still won.
What? Is this Eva? Okay, Eva. How you pronounce the word? Goodbye to the University of Texas. Goodbye to Earn and White, Lord. Good luck with the Aggies. They is the boys who know no fight. The eyes of upon you, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well without hair. Oh, goodbye to Texas. All the Aggies, look here, chicken wing a bone, chicken digga do, jinsko, higgin' a hugger. What in the world did that mean?
In the morning, your phone number for everything to Elliot 866-235-5468.
Hello,
man. I am ready for a weekend. Oh, I can't. Oh.
I almost thought you shaved.
I need to
start to get a little scraggly.
It's
It's coming over top right here.
That's true.
That's just sheer lazy. Get rid of it. I don't know. You know what? I didn't bring a razor for tonight. Will they have in the hotel? I know they didn't buy an ironware. That would be a... I'm not going to stop and buy a razor. I have one at home. There's no reason, and I'm not stopping, but I'll just put off the shaving part. And who am I trying to impress? The Milky Chance is going to give a damn? This looks like this, or like a smooth baby's ass? Not a chance. Oh, I'm going to be awesome. Be awesome. I'm in such a... funny.
Did you watch the game last night?
Oh, I went nuts. They played so well last night.
Could you imagine if that was here?
Oh, forget it. I would have jumped the glass. I don't know what I would have done. The end of that game was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And Ovechkin was last night. God damn, that game was good. Did you watch the whole thing?
We had part of it.
I swear to God, if you tell me that he was watching the draft instead of the game.
Of course he was. He was flipping back and forth.
That's what your phone is. You keep track of the draft. So what do you miss? Goodell? Big deal. No. You had to have the... Tell me you watched. You watched?
The draft?
No, not the draft.
Did you watch the draft?
Really?
Yeah, I just like to watch a few picks.
I do too. I usually do, and I'll usually watch it, but I couldn't last night, not with the game going on. Holy crap.
I sent Dante a picture of you with the Jaguar.
Oh, you know what? He'll probably take the exact
same. Did he retweet it? I also watched that. Did it feel, as someone who's a season ticket holder, did it feel thick than me watching?
I do
with the fact it was at Madison Square Garden and crowd, obviously.
Right, although that crowd got pretty loud
and
once
they
scored to get back in.
Rushing to get to the 10-15 puck drop.
Right.
But like...
Yeah, no, NBC Sports, like, moved that.
I think of Butters, it essentially was...
1 point. Right.
And you watch it for an hour. Like,
I'm with you. Generally...
Like replays in hockey as used...
Right.
When it comes to highlighting, because the action's... right there in your face again, and they can't take much, but it just felt...
To Anaheim, where the Ducks are getting Calgary.
It felt very anticlimactic. For being a very climactic moment, but in its purest of definition.
They had to rush out of there, Anaheim, for the second game. Because, yeah, no, normally afterwards, it would have been mayhem. It would have been nuts. Now, I don't know. I don't look at the, like, local Comcast. I know they did a whole post. After that, after I told the kids everything was fine and why Dad was screaming F yes through the house, I almost fell on the steps.
What?
Diane, I was rough, like I had just... Like, at one point, Jackie was like, you're embarrassing yourself.
Well, her parents.
Her dad was so into it. Her mom, I think, was still playing solitaire on the computer.
Oh.
I was going crazy. I'm sure afterwards, like, if you would have flipped over to, like, local coverage, then you would have had that. And afterwards, I want to see the whole over and over. I want to see Ovechkin kissing people. The team's gone crazy, which, by the way, I love it. All about it. But the, oh my God, it was so good. Tomorrow night, I'm going nuts all night. Like, tonight, what is
BFD Eve?
Well, yes, but what are we doing tonight? Fireball Friday.
No one agreed to that.
I thought we were all into it.
Just you.
Come on.
I can't do Fireball.
Yeah, you can.
Not more than one.
Okay, you know what? You're on for one.
You did say that.
I said
I can't do more than one.
Then
that doesn't mean that I'm agreeing
one.
To it.
Yeah, come on.
I'm not going to be bullied.
We'll do one. It's been a long couple of weeks with us. So come on, just one. Kaylee, you're in.
That'll make you less.
What do you
annoyed.
Mean you can't? And why can't you do Fireball? Makes you gag.
Oh.
Well, your Friday. Like I got to do, and now she's like, well, all right. But no, but can I be clear about something? Because I hope people show up at Keegan's tonight, but I don't want to be a nonstop parade. I just want a couple.
Oh, God.
Just to get me. Why? What's wrong?
Because people are going to.
But I don't want anybody to buy me anything.
They're going to.
I don't want that.
Last words. Don't say no. That's rude.
Well, now you're going to force other people to drink there. More than they maybe went in thinking they were going to drink.
I'm not putting a gun to anybody's head.
Well, when you turn down the graciously purchased...
But I'm laying out. Please don't buy me anything.
I don't... 6-5 Central. Coming off of yesterday, you're getting that train.
What am I getting?
The Fireball train.
Oh, gotta get that going. Oh, okay, then let's live light of massive beers.
People, though...
I want to let loose tonight.
People
I
are going to
I don't
be,
know why I'm saying that. I'm going to be tired as hell.
More upset.
Why?
Not that your turn shot Fireball, which you proclaimed
Friday.
Your Fireball Friday.
Yeah.
If you shave.
That I can't do. Because I'm not.
That's what people think. It's a playoff beard.
Oh, no.
So
no,
if you shave.
Because of superstition.
Superstitious.
You again have jinxed the team.
But I'm not, by the way, where'd Diane go?
Where'd you?
I haven't done anything to jinx the team. The team's winning. Remember last week when it was like, oh, quit running, running your mouth? By the way, there was a point last night where God, if we play like this, it's done in four. They played so well last night. They played so well. And you know who's not going to get enough credit for, should get a ton of credit just for how Barry Trotz deserves so much credit for last night, for double shift in. The other thing that he did that was really smart, picked up on, unless you're watching the draft at the time, he utilized TV timeouts. I mean, he doesn't get to pick when they are. I mean, that just happened. Or he was psyching Ovechkin, threw him out on the ice. Fantastic. Trotz deserves all the credit in the world for last night. They play so well. But no, my shaving has nothing to do. I'm not going to playoff beard.
So you know what? I won't shave it.
All right. You know what? Now I may keep it going. Do I have anything coming up? No. What do I care? I'll just explain.
Wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. What's wrong with my sunglasses? Why am I getting ripped for that?
No. It makes it howl.net to figure out your age.
Did somebody do that?
I tried like 50 pictures last night. Just throw it off. And you're wearing sunglasses of you as of late.
They're prescription.
I got one, the sunglasses, 62.
No way! Go F that stupid program. Graham.
That's one of me on my birthday.
Oh, here
holding,
we go. Here we
holding
go.
Holding the...
Oh, it was 14.
DDP yoga.
Right.
I did Diamond Dallas.
Because
he has a little picture. 7.
Oh, go
on
screw.
The DVD.
I'm not older than Diamond Dallas.
That shot
made.
Was from a few years ago. He's in his late 50s now.
But
I'm
much
see,
younger
like,
than
the
him.
Big box and then the
what'd you come
tiny
back
box.
He's
pretty close.
Hey, I'm not...
I think the sunglasses threw it off.
The
just like you're trying to do in every single photo now with sunglasses.
No, it's their prescription, please.
But I feel like that beard... That
but
said,
the beard doesn't help me look young.
I did the picture of you. And
yeah, I look good in that picture.
Well, because you're standing next to a guy who's painted like...
I look good in that photo. How old did I...
That was, I want to say, 440 something.
God, they're killing me, Diane. This,
here, wait,
this
let me get
program
it again.
Is
let me
killing
last night.
No, I couldn't. I was watching a hockey game. I had no time to play with that.
Oh, I had the game on too.
Wait, while you're looking that up, how much? I generally do like watching.
I caught like the first. I think I was done after
the. Okay, well, he was the third. You only made it through three picks.
Was he third or fifth?
No,
third.
Fowler went.
Oh, no, I'm thinking the
Redskins. Sheriff and then six, which may be the pick of the draft.
Jets. We had it on, I guess, through the Redskins, but flipping back and forth.
But that's okay. That's all right. Goodell messing up Mariota's name? Now, how great was that? You big idiot. But I didn't see like any of like him saying, hold on, let me put this on.
Metalachi.
F yourself, Microsoft. You know what it is? It's my eyes.
What do you mean? Like the bags?
Yeah, they look really old.
Yep.
Why don't you try it with those?
What glasses? and then this weekend, by the way, could it be a better sports weekend? Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait. The Florida Derby.
Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather.
Yep.
The Kentucky NHL playoffs. NBA playoffs.
Right.
Yankees Red Sox.
Yes.
What am I missing? Am I missing anything?
It's soccer.
Wait, you know who I give a ton of credit to? The commercials for the Premier League are fantastic right now. With that salon, what movie is that from?
Sound of Music.
The all about which I love relegation. I don't care for the season, but that the whole relegation is fantastic. It's great. Like I got excited to watch bad teams play this weekend just to be able to commercials. The commercials were great. And relegation weekend though.
In this picture, they pretty.
God damn it! This is I don't know who invented
Microsoft.
That's a program. Did you do yours?
I didn't.
Don't. No, because the thing lies to you. But I don't. Will you be honest with me?
What?
I don't. Do I? You know what it is? It's that doesn't help.
The,
I should have gotten a hair.
We shave it now, but it's the beard.
If I color it in with a Sharpie.
Face besides the color.
I'd like to see that.
Clean shaven's always going to make you look younger.
Yeah, no, but it's just lazy.
You're in school and you had that little mustache.
I wish I had that mustache.
You wanted to look older.
You know what? It's been a rough 3 weeks. I look beat up. I do look beat up. You know what looks great? Looks great, though. You know what looks great? Into my mouth, baby. Went to the dentist yesterday.
Oh, good for you.
Guess how many cavities? Zero. Yesterday for my life. My teeth look great.
And they did a, I got the cancer screen while I was in,
Tongue? Is that what they do?
What was that thing where you, like, you stick your tongue out and they grab it with, like, the gauze and then they start pushing underneath? This pool, I guess, that, what are ultraviolet rays? Have you ever seen this thing?
No.
So on your tongue?
Well, they shine it in your mouth. It's got that shoot off of the thing. Probably. But it's got, like, this purple light off of the thing. So they ask you to, you know, stick your tongue out, and then they move your tongue around, and they shine it in your mouth.
And then have, like, oral cancer?
I guess. Yeah, cancer screener. He's like, hey, you cool if we do this? I'm like, I don't care. I'm falling asleep in the chair.
And not covered. That's extra.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
No, that's a nice service that they provide.
Mm.
It's just a machine that's plugged
to $300 on your bill.
Hey, anything on the
completely
way out.
Completely worth it for peace of mind.
No, I think it's just what they offer. It's no tongue.
Well, that's different from them. The light.
No, but
that
it's
might
not,
be an extra charge.
It's not. It's not like they have to do anything for the next person who comes in. They like any of my.
It's still a test. It doesn't matter.
It's no different than pushing on my tongue. It's a test. For X-rays, which they took in.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they pulled the X-rays up. I may as well have the same teeth I had. Why? Because they're perfect.
Wow.
No, they really are. Do the age on my teeth. Like 18.
Did you mention Talladega?
I totally forgot about
the person who won't be buying you a shot.
Herbert, that's my bad. Yeah, that's right. You get Talladega on Sunday. Although, did I read? I think they're forecasting rain for Sunday in Bam.
What do you mean?
Oh, another rain. But I'm not exactly. I saw them say yesterday that they were for the weekend. It is. It's a great weekend. This weekend. So I'll start. Fireball
FBF.
Friday.
Yep.
You're goddamn right. But don't buy me drinks at Keegan's, please. I'll get them myself. No, I don't want to get wrapped. Really don't. And remember, Diane's only having a couple. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Nope.
I'm going to tell you about NASCAR with them going to Talladega.
Hey, have you seen the forecast for Dega?
I haven't. I was at the Verizon and a couple of guys were talking about, you know, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. We got to wake up for the race. And Monday night, you got, you know, Verizon.
Yeah, no, back for game three. Hey, how's the viewing party last night?
It was good. One of the Caps employees, he called it. He said, that's 2 minutes of the game. We won and overtime. And up in New York, they were going crazy because they just scored.
Mm-hmm.
And the employee was, don't worry about it. We're going to get it. Final seconds, Ward just bumped it in, and the place went crazy.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, party went nuts last night when Ward popped that goal in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
I bet that place went nuts
This forecast, Lee and sunny.
Oh, so we're good to go.
Yeah.
That's sweet. You know what? The forecasters, they can't tell anything out. They can't tell that.
like a 0% chance of rain.
They don't know. All right, dude. Hey, listen, thank you, brother.
Hey, man. Have a good
day. We'll talk to you later. All right, listen, we got a bunch of stuff that we got to get through today, so let me do this. Let me take a quick lay everything out for you next.
Elliot in the morning. XOXO Field Day. The After Party. Starring Small Pools with Coast.
I could go on.
At the Canal Club, a club immediately possible. Free with your BFD ticket stub or just $5 without.
Hello, this is Scott for... I've noticed that even the summer... Southern accent. An accent, that is. That's why Scott's makes a special grass seed blend that can stand up to the brutal summers. Scott's Turf Builder Grass is bred in the South for the South. And because it comes from Scott's, the grass sets, you know you're guaranteed to succeed. So put down Scott's Southern Gold Mix this and seed your lawn. Seed it.
El Dorado Twisting Motorcycle Road Racing is back as Moto America, the new home of AMA FIM Superbike. The legendary Virginia International Raceway, May 15th through 17th. See Rocket Quick Acceleration, Handlebar to Handlebar Corner Battle, in straightaway drafting duels at 2 miles an hour. Located on the border of North Carolina and Virginia near Danville, VIR offers for children 12 and under are free. Get your advanced tickets now. It's DINOW.com.
Pre-medicated powder with maximum Asian hides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. It's super activated formula to sweat and relieves itching. Medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Get quick, safe, and reliable time by switching to new Duralast Max Premium brake pads available only at all. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform that came with your car. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As XL102 presents the Elliot in the Morning BFD Eve Party. Friday at Keegan. It purchase advance tickets and jokey chance. Followed by Downbeat Swing. Keegan's In Short Pump at WestBrockensRichmond.com.
Get your motor running and head out for International Motorcycle Inn on May 9th and 10th. All indoors at the Richmond Raceway Complex. See the new and ATV. Shop for riding gear and accessories. Check out the amazing custom bikes. Enjoy Richmond's hottest rock and country music talent live. Details and tickets are available at .com. That's MOTOCRUCER.com.
Choose a bouquet as color day and let Stranges handle the arrangement. Mother's Day is May 10th. Number one in your heart was something beautiful from Stranges. Send her fresh flower out of town. Choose hundreds of hanging baskets and roses in every color of the rainbow.
Strangers have a way to brighten up. Bring a smile to
one of our four convenient locations on 2200 or visit strangers.com. Select from this year's festive featured arrangements, select a classic favorite, or create a cut. You'll find one that's just right. Make this Mother's Day extra special. Go to strangers.com today and save, or call 321-2200.
From Strangers.
Jekyll and Hyde, Zach Band, includes Home Greg featuring Chris Cornell.
Jack, no, drink from the water, trying to...
Jekyll and Hyde, Zach Brown, of now at Walmart and Republic Records.
The boxing matchup of the century, Jaxie. Why? The pay-per-view Pacquiao fight at their Southside location this Saturday night. Surround your entourage of stunning women, portfolio of local models. Or you could watch the fight and be in a loud crowd of men. You'll think you're in Vegas at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Saturday night at the Paper Moon Southside. 67 Pike. Arrive early. Sleep.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Points at your neighborhood Kroger this Friday. Download the Fuel Coupon. Fuel can supply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summerfuel. Great food. Low prices at Kroger.
Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Still contending with a few streets there. No problems with any collisions or delays on the interstates. Chip and M 288 of the Downtown Expressway. Collision Chamberlain at Parham. Watch for a stalled vehicle along the south side. Chester.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
In-ear monitors.
Okay, come on. That's a great video, though.
Doesn't it kill you now?
Yes.
That Scott Weiland got rained out at Rock.
Yes, because that would have been... Is he, by the way, is he saying to a monitor? But you're almost trying to lyrics.
Oh, like he's reading a teleprompter?
There's a video of Weiland playing in Texas, and it is... I mean, this isn't a new song, but he butchers and sure he can't sing.
The ref overnight him a brand new pair of earpieces for the next night. Can I play it?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. All right, while you're pulling that up, though, real quick, bunch of stuff that we got to get through. Keep in mind, it is two big shows this weekend. You get Big Field Day taking place at RIR tomorrow. You get Cool Place at Merriweather Post Pavilion. I do have tickets to give you to both of those. Keep in mind, tickets are on sale for both shows. If you want to get your tickets kind of, I don't want to say last minute, but last, you will get your bigfieldday.com. Kerfuffle, you will get .com. Incubus is the headliner of both shows, so not only will you win your tickets today, I'll also give you passes to go backstage and which venue you're at. So I have those to give you. I do have more tickets for you to see Amy Schumer. I'll give you those a little bit later on, and then just as we've done since, we'll have tickets for you. Game 3, the Capitol Monsters, the Rangers, they have a game tomorrow afternoon. Game 2 of that series, and then Game 3, they'll be at home on Monday nights. And then by the time, hopefully, I believe, we'll be back for on Monday, we'll be able to start kicking in Wizards playoff tickets as well. A lot of stories that we're going to be busy. I do have to get into some derby stuff. There's so much. All right. Now back over to Wyland.
Oh, yeah, Dean D'Elia, fan. I'm going to steal a week. Here's Scott Wyland.
Singer, Stone Temple Pilots.
Pretty much. Don't talk over me.
No.
It's worth noting, though, you could be the wild about.
That's true.
We just saw Chester with the
said that they were great.
That he was fantastic.
So yes, no, I would be the lead singer.
Elliot Siegel
in
the Wild About tonight with Keegan's.
All right, Diane, let's get into some dirt, please.
News: Baltimore police investigation of Freddie Gray's death to state's attorney Marilyn Mosby, who is now going to try to figure spinal injury to it after being taken into custody on April 12th. So determined after going over day that the vehicle picked up Gray after he made a previously unknown stop. Then two more stops, including one, picked up another prisoner before finally station. Now that person spoken out. Dante Allen said while he was in the van with Freddie, he just heard a little banging, but nothing big. So this is what we had heard yesterday. Freddie Gray was intentionally trying to hurt himself
up against the. So the back of the pad is almost like
with a wall in between, right?
And then wall kind of in between, so that if I was on the left side of the paddy wagon and Diane was on the right, I'm not looking across and seeing people on, you know, next to me, but to look across the paddy wagon. So there's kind of that metal barrier. And so, yeah, the initial reports were that it was loud and Freddie was. And thrown himself up. He said the one guy that they picked up said that wasn't the case at all.
So here is Alan commenting on that.
On the way to the station, but I heard a little, like he was banging his head, and they trying to make it seem like I told them that, you know what I mean, that Freddie Gray did that to himself. Why the f*** did that sell? I taught the homicide. Same story. The only reason I'm doing this because they put my name in a bad state.
Names out there, obviously, he's worth safety. Yeah, so investing more planned protests coming up for the weekend.
Yeah, and I guess was it Philly that got a little bit rough last night?
Yeah.
That's Philly looked pretty bad.
News from
Haley, Baltimore looked pretty good last night and throughout the day.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, obviously people are going to be weekend protests.
Yeah, no, well there'll be weekend protests all across the those.
The picture that's been going around over the last day or so, a CMO that wandered under the snow. Did you see this little thing?
It is the
snow.
But how, I don't understand how he got, like, under a parked car.
Well, because that's the picture you see. Cheesy. You see this little baby and its head resting on the curb. And it is. It's like, right up next to somebody found it in the Marina District in San Francisco, just walking down the street. This was the one who first spotted it and called animal control after they finally
I would think it's
adorable.
Come on.
So they said it took rescue crews to really capture the animal. I guess they got, and after it was captured, workers at the local marine mammal center realized that they have dealt with this particular before. They said he was in Harper County in February and had been brought into the San Francisco area rehabilitation. I guess they had tagged him. But let me scan him. Let me see what's going. On here.
So it's this.
Yeah, they said he was actually
water.
He was actually there prior when they got him in February for a couple of months. So person who had found the sea lion the first time named him rubbish. Obviously, they were concerned. Well, yeah. But they're concerned, obviously, because they're worried they're going to more and more begin this happen with unfamiliar with their habitat, things like that. And, you know, you've got so many more people around.
Right. But I still don't understand, like, how he walked through the streets of San Francisco.
They don't know.
God, that makes no sense.
So this
video attached to the story, not with this sea lion. But
are you talking about the guy?
No. I mentioned that one. The one where the sea lion swims about 30 miles an hour and jumps into the back of somebody's room. Hysterical.
Oh, the other story that I was
referencing. By the way, what video were you and Kaylee watching before we went on this morning where you guys were having like a little tickle party?
It's the cats being jerks. What?
Expecting.
It's funny. The other story that you would reference in San Diego.
Yeah, he'd fish in his hands. And the
picture perfectly is the sea lion jumping, yes. They said, 7 feet out of the water.
Yeah, to
and
grab
then
that
dragging,
fish.
Dragging him under the water. They said he had in the hospital.
Oh, did he really?
He, the bone in his foot was punctured. The
sea lion. Oh, yes.
Yeah. He's in seconds. So the
picture was cute if you didn't know the rest of the story.
Well, you can see the fear developing on the man's face. He said he'd caught this big yellowtail. He was all happy. And then all of a sudden this year and drags him under. He said, after 15 seconds, I thought I was going to die.
Right.
I continued to struggle, but I thought this is the way, the sea lion ended up bone in his foot with his teeth. He ended up having to spend 2 days in the hospital. He had to have 20 stitches on his hand. Attacked him, so they said he is recovered. FDA just approved a drug. That and your double chin, we knew that coming. We talked about this when they first started to, apparently you get some injection rid of your double chin. Now, a few people in the clinical trials did wind up, but who cares if you look good? This is apparently going to be going on sale next month, and I guess they said those nerve injuries ended up warping some pings.
Oh.
So. A school system in Tennessee looking into claims that served meat that was 6 years. The meat.
Did you see the pictures of the meat?
It's disgusting.
It looks like they cut like the shoes and just threw it on a plate.
Was it my resolution on my computer or was it gray?
It's kind of a brownish gray. I don't know what meat it was supposed to be.
It's pork.
It looks bad.
Bad pork.
No, it looks really.
So I guess the paper got wind of this. Even though there were no complaints of any kids getting sick, the meat 2009, it was served to the students last week. Their parent, I guess, started to talk to other schools, and there was told him that they knew the meat that they had was bad. I guess the administrator about it, and he was told to cover it with gravy to give it a better taste. So obviously, they're still that old. Was still in the school's freezers. It's under investigation. New flavor going on sale later on this month. It is May now. They're called Extra Toasty, and they taste burnt. Apparently, tons of people have been requesting the ones that have a bit of a burnt taste.
Oh.
Coming out in stores.
Oh.
I know, but apparently there was a call for them.
Is that like when we learned about people who get pizza well done? Where apparently, like, that's a...
Maybe it just gives them kind of a
burnt
flavor.
No idea. Although, didn't somebody... What was the chip that we mentioned the other day? Those that has, like, the one really spicy one in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody tweeted at Tyler and said, that spicy chip, the one in there, is no joke. That thing will set you off.
The latest from the gossip columns, Rosie O'Donnell's estranged wife, Michelle, apparently wants custody of their 2-year-old daughter. Obviously,
custody battle,
They said it's going to get ugly. Sources have said it's because she thinks, the estranged wife, She thinks Rosie smokes too much weed to be a good parent.
Right.
Obviously, Rosie's reps saying it's a distorted perception of Michelle, calling it sad. Michelle, by the way, denying claims that she is just gold digging. She says she's a relationship millionaire.
I just flew out.
Because she's invested in the stock market.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Everyone who invests is
everybody's later. Loaded. Everybody's loaded in the market.
Capitals and the Madison Square Garden.
Damn, did they play a good hockey game last night.
And 2-1 on a goal with just 1.3 seconds. Joel Ward scoring the game winner after he got a pass from Alex Ovechkin, the Rangers net. Here's Joel Ward talking about that pass from Ovi.
I didn't know how much was taken, and yeah, he came across his body with the pass. I was fortunate. It was a big win.
Game two in New York tomorrow afternoon, Madison Square Garden. It's
12:30 start, and then they are back on Monday and Wednesday.
Also, last night, Ducks won.
They kicked the crap.
Series. You get some more series getting underway this evening, Montreal and Tampa Bay, and then Minnesota. First three picks went as expected, with the Buccaneers taking Jameis Winston. Then the Titans, Mariota, with the third pick. Jacksonville took Florida defensive end Dante Fowler Jr. With Louboutins. I saw one Fox Sports reporter who said he thought they were $7,000. I don't know if that they may have real gold in them.
No or way.
The ones that we found online.
I don't think I could pull those off.
Oh, you never know until you try.
I may wear them to Big Field Day tomorrow. I may put them on for that. Not for the party tonight. That would be gauche. But yeah, for tomorrow, look at those shoes. I could never pull that off. Good for
you could do piping.
There's no way. There's no way.
The Raiders took Alabama wide receiver, and then the Redskins picking Finn Brandon Scherff out of Iowa. He said he's stoked to be a Redskin.
Yeah, no. A lot of people were surprised. I mean, obviously it fills a need, but a lot of people were surprised. I think a lot of people thought Leonard Williams would go at that point. Although everybody's saying that Williams fall into the Jets, and the greatest gift that
draft continuing tonight. Running through the weekend as well. Elsewhere in sports, the Nationals they beat the Mets 8-2. Continue play. Max Scherzer will be pitching this evening. Orioles in Tampa for their series against the Rays, where they will be the Cardinals, saying that Adam Wainwright has Achilles and that there were no surprises.
No. That is good. Open them up and find out that something else had gone wrong.
Like you said, lots going on. NBA playoffs last night to win that series 4-2. Clippers beating the Spurs, so they will force a deciding Game 7 tonight, the Nets and the Hawks, Atlanta leading that series. 3 games. NASCAR is at Talladega Super Speedway for the race on Sunday. And the Kentucky Derby tomorrow at Churchill Downs. Josh Groban sings the national anthem. Race gets underway at Louisville time.
Right.
That's on NBC.
God, that's going to be good.
That is a look at news and sports.
Tired of guessing which of your lawn problems? Guess no more. Cutting Edge Grass Seed, your total stop constant water. Stop and fertilizing, stop constant mowing. Cutting Edge Grass Seed has the ability to inch roots. The deeper the root, you water the grass. Only genuine Cutting Edge Grass features an exclusive mix of top forming seed. Deep, blue-green lawn that will be with very little long-term, drought-tolerant, shade-tolerant, weed, insect, and disease-resistant. All in one. No wonder Cutting Edge Grass Seed is a favorite of homeowners everywhere. Homeowners, greener, fuller lawn. Take work out of your next lawn seed purchase your weekend with Cutting Edge Grass. Get Cutting Edge Grass Seed today or online at Lowe's.com.
Now, back to Elliott and Excel 102.
So kind, but brought you away from me. I hope I didn't get your mind. Your heart is too strong. We need to fight time. You've stolen from us.
These guys will be with guys with us tonight, Milky Keegan's for a little PFD party. We'll be at Keegan's out in Glen Allen tonight. With us. Look forward to seeing everybody. All right, I need some first-time winners and winners. 662 to Elliot, 8235-5446. Call me right now. I will give you a pair of tickets, WWE Monday Night Raw. By the way, tickets go on sale for Raw tomorrow through Ticketmaster. You'll see John Cena. You'll see Roman Reigns. You'll see Randy Orton. Whole night of it. You call me right now. Ticket 6 to Elliot, 235-5446.
Boom. Elliot. XL102.
This is the sound of real buttermilk or milking cup. Listen to how thick and creamy it is. This is the sound of real mixed with flour. This is a mixing bowl symphony. It's beautiful. It's made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon Egg and Cheese Biscuit with thick pieces. Only at Hardee's. Hard participating restaurants.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on the durable steel smoker. Just $99 at the Thrill of the Grill event. You save 30. It's got a cooking area that can handle 40 appetites. For quick grilling or slow smoking, at only $99, you'd better get them while they're hot. Actually, before they're hot. Let's end smoker now. Just $99. More saving, more doing. It's only.
Pearson Mazda is the dealer in Richmond, and that means more savings for you. Pearson Mazda has the largest inventory of new and used Mazdas, and they make getting into a new Mazda easy. More used Mazda. Come on, find out why. 15 Mazda 3 for only $169 a month. The CX-5 for only stop by our dealership at the corner of Springfield and West Broad Street, or visit us online at PearsonMazda.com.
6 months, 12 kilometers per year, with 1969 to a signing exclusive tax title and 489 processing to Process 1.
To make fast food cheese, take artificial emulsifiers and flavorize thing resembling cheese. To make Chipotle's cheese, get some amazing cheese made with milk from pasture-raised cow. That's pure Chipotle.
National Apartments are currently offering 1, 2, and 3-bedroom floor plans in downtown Richmond's first breathtaking views of the city and why they are voted highest option in Central Virginia for 2014 and how you can make your new home at Richmond's most iconic residence. Visit them online, nationalapartments.com. WAD and First National Apartments will waive your...
The Canal Club is Richmond's premier music venue. May is a great month for shows, like Crown the Empire on Tuesday, May 2nd, Sick Tour on Saturday, May 9th, on Friday, May 15th, and on Friday, May 22nd. Don't forget to join us for the VFD After Party this Saturday night with music from Smoke Pools and Coast. VIP ticket for $5 at Volvo on all the great shows at the Canal Club. Go to thecanalclub.com and like Canal Club on Facebook.
The following was recorded at a Bista.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Bacon, egg, and cheese with a cheese sandwich.
Knock.
Croissant-wich.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Croissant-wich, silly. I told you already. It's buttery.
Croissant-wich.
Sandwich, of course.
Is this, what's going on?
Knock, knock.
Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Why are you still talking?
Right now, Sarah. She's deeply entrenched with her friend Jen over where to go for Abby's birthday.
I think we
Sarah likes. Well, Jen prefers the place with the portage on Jackson. Whatevs, Jen. Point is, Sarah went to AutoZone earlier, where an AutoZoner helped her with a nagging check engine light and put on. That's Sarah's testing to loan tool. Let AutoZone.
Few wet streets to contend with out there with rain in the air, but no current delays on the inner 288 of the downtown expressway. Crash reported up at Chamberlain at Parham, and watch for a stalled vehicle on the south side, Jessup at Iron Bridge.
Elliot in the morning. Ooh.
July, hot Saturday night. A couple cans on cool and the needle on full in a countryside. Yeah, hot little place, Debbie's favorite song. When I get you climbing up in the cab of this truck, it's your song. You're you inside of these lines. You ain't eating it up behind me.
Elliot, 866-235-5446-8, go to line 6. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey,
How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. What's
your name? Chris, man.
Chris, how last night?
It was pretty good. I went down to my buddy's drinking two beers from the draft party.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So you watched the draft last night?
I did.
I generally do like choice between draft and playoff hockey.
I totally understand, man. I know you're a big Cavs fan. I'm a Maryland Vikings fan, believe it or not. And to be honest, somebody traded up, and when your first three top guys don't go up on the stage and sit in their home,
I agree with you.
Was there.
Yeah, Fowler was there, but the your first two were
Mariota and Winston, and yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what beer's for, right?
Did you hear you say though that you're a Vikings guy?
Man, yes, I am.
Well, you guys are trying to figure out what the hell's going to happen in your backfield.
I agree, man. I'm kind of disappointed. My whole man cave is done with Adrian Peterson. And point, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big kid and stuff. Because we need that, and I think he went a little too far.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just a touch. You're not out on a fly. You're not out on a big limb out there. You're okay. Hey, do you have any kids?
I do. That's why I'm actually calling. My 9-year-old son, he loves wrestling, man.
Oh, you know what? Can I ask? He involved like what? I don't know what he's into, so I don't even know if the answer is yes. But is he? Do you have him involved in any sports or anything?
Well, my daughter, almost 12, she plays softball, and my son, he can't play any physical sport, he's blind in one eye, and it's our problem.
Oh.
But, I take him out golfing. He absolutely loves it, man.
Do you, dude? That's a nice dad thing to do. Good for you.
I appreciate it, man. I love golf, and, you know, for him, it's great because, you know, it's just him and the ball, and I teach him, you know, the etiquette of golf and everything. He loves it, dude. To see the 9-year-old kid hit a ball and walk and relax, it's amazing, dude. Not just sit back and enjoy it.
Hey, two things. One, and I'm going to ask the question that I know I shouldn't ask. Was he born?
Yes, he was born. His muscular, it's a muscle in there that attaches to your eye. It's
right.
But I can't do LASIK until he's about 18, 19 years old when his eyes are fully grown. If not, I'm just wasting money.
Right.
His aorta valve is like a check valve, and it leaks through. So, I'm Q. You ever see the movie, John?
Yeah, great Denzel. Movie. That's with Denzel.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of the same thing here in the movie.
Right.
But he just can't get hyperventilated and stuff like that.
So yeah, no, out, I hear you. I hear
falls
you.
Falls out.
What about MMA?
Oh man, that's what I'm calling, dude. You know, you said you cares, dude, and I was like, man, my son loves wrestling.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm more than happy to give you wrestling tickets. I think that'd be great.
I appreciate it, man. I really do.
No, the reason I ask is I don't know if you know Gary. We've talked to him a couple of times. He and he writes for Deadspin. He also I was just reading an article that he did for G about Kitty MMA. And I say kitty, but 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 8, 9, and then all the... He went down to this gym down in Florida as a big youth... Although, I don't know how big youth MMA is all over the place. The place that he went was this school or this gym. And I mean, McGarry's hysterical, so he talks about fighting some of the kids and them whipping his ass. But he was talking about for kids. It is growing like no one's business.
I've never heard about it, man, to be honest with you.
And you know what's weird is, like, in my head, and I don't know why. Like, I'm not an MMA. I don't have a problem with the sport. It's just not for me. And at the same time, I like boxing, and there are people that are guys who punch each other in the face. And obviously,
I love boxing.
Do too. And there's obviously more to the sport than just doing that. I'm just a guy. I don't know why. I just, for whatever reason, it's just not for me.
Right. I'm kind of on the same level. I've never really gotten into, like, the UFC, the MMA, all that stuff. But boxing, the science of boxing is amazing to me.
They'll tell you the exact way. So I can't crap on it. It's just it's just not for me.
Right. I agree with you. I will look at the children's MMA, but I know that we go down to the university in 6 months for his heart, and, they say when anything like that, but that's
sure.
Something to look into.
Yeah, no. Also, hey, do they also tell you no brass instruments for your kid?
No, I've never heard that.
My kid's got like a little heart. The one thing that they said, I thought the doctor was effing with me, where he was like, hey, just no brass in. Okay, whatever. And
yeah.
Because of the force that it takes to blow an instrument, it would effed up his heart a little bit. Dude, hold tight 1 second. Let me give you these tickets. Have a great weekend. And
hey, man, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You guys have a good weekend.
Hey, you do the same. Hold tight 1 second.
Yep.
Yes, Tyler.
Me three on the kid. I heard the brass instrument thing.
But doesn't that make sense?
It's so in right now to Hailman.
It really is, isn't it?
We're so blessed.
Diane, for MMA, yes or no?
No.
Well, why
so
not? Interest expressed, but you're saying no?
No, she has not expressed
But if she did, are you putting her in?
He could try it. It seems a little off from the ballet thing.
Right.
That we're
no,
doing.
No, but that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, and I was saying, not Drew's article, but there was an
so good. He gets choked out by some kid, and he wants the instructor says, or say tap, and he couldn't reach the tap, and he also couldn't say it because the kid was choking him so hard he couldn't get the words out.
Was that a chokehold?
Oh, there's another one. There's one that cuts off air, and there's one that cuts off blood. So one cuts off airflow to the head. I think that's guillotine. The other one may be a blood choke, when that one just cuts off the blood flow to your head.
I don't know. Did you say, like, the number of kids? Or another article that was
huge.
In parenting or something. And this was a couple of years old, and it was still like almost 3.5 million kids.
Growing like crazy. He even talks about it. He quotes, I can't remember who it is, but he does quote somebody or some study in the art, just growing like crazy.
Yeah. But I didn't know there are any food there, like facilities.
Full gyms, Diane.
Yeah, but I mean, is it, I don't know of any, like, that are around me. I've never seen them.
Oh, I bet there are. Yeah, no, the gyms aren't just in Florida. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I bet you do feel a little bit hypocritical, though. Like, the boys don't do it anymore, but, like, they took Taekwondo for a while. I didn't just take martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. I loved it. Loved it. So I'm fine with if they came to me and said, "Hey, listen, we want to take karate, any of that stuff." I'd be like, "Hell yeah, you do. Let's go. Let's get into it." Why do I? I'm just
you
not
see how beat up the adults get doing it.
But adults get beat up, body.
I think of just MMA fighting being a lot more hazardous to your body.
See, but that's if you're just training for MMA. Now Drew does. Don't go to an MMA meet. In terms of learning and going to the classes and learning the sport, a lot of people are into it.
Yeah.
But then he says in the same article, he says a lot of parents won't take their kid to where they fight other kids because then it's out of control. Like then it's not learning the sport and getting in shape and learning to defend yourself and should you ever need it, you know how to make that whole routine.
I love that part all about the meets.
Well, that's what he says. He says a lot of parents won't go to the meets. A lot of parents end up fighting. But the meet.
Oh.
Parents fight at everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the dark side, man. And the meets themselves.
But I do, but hypocritical saying, if the boys came to me and were like, "Hey, we want to go to an MMA gym," I think there's part of me that would go, "You know what? We'll book an extra hockey class." Hypocritical saying that, because if they came and said, "Take Taekwondo," I'd be...
It's just the contact of MMA specifically.
No, because I would have no problem with them going to a karate. Like, when I was to joke around about it, but I used to have to go. Broke a dude's toe.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. He kicked my arm.
Okay, so you didn't break it.
No, I blocked it. I blocked his kick.
Okay.
Broke his toe.
Is that what your sensei told you?
No, because I should have blocked it properly and pushed the leg aside instead of just chopped down on his effing toe.
Kids can start class 5 or 6.
No, I was going to say, Drew, there's 5-year-olds in the school that Drew went to. Kid comes to you and wants to do MMA. Are you in?
Up for two. Like, nuts.
So you're fine with the training.
Taekwondo or karate,
right?
Or this training and the physical fitness aspects. That's fine. I would not allow him to fight another kid.
Like at all? Like what? What if he took boxing?
Okay.
So you would do MMA over?
If you're just working on
training,
essentially
yeah.
the martial aspects of it.
Yeah. So boxing aspects of it, he doesn't have to fight.
Sparring.
Yeah, but that's like with other kids.
You definitely see videos, they're usually from fail compilations, where a spar leads to a knockout.
But in classes, they spar.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, at least sparring in MMA classes. Because that way, that's how you learn.
Yeah.
By the way, there's sparring in Taekwondo, there's body classes. That's how you learn to do these things.
Oh, I thought you just stayed in an orderly line.
No.
You're doing drills.
That's how you learn.
All of those are off the table.
No, but that's
we'll
how you
stick
learn.
To arts and crafts.
That's how you learn. How you learn to punch somebody.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. And you put a BOGO on or a BOGU on your chest. The crap out of that thing.
Wore a robe and screamed really loud. My favorite interaction from Drew's article.
Yes.
I think instructors.
Yeah, Ryan is instructor. I think it's like level 6 or something like that is the name of his gym. I don't know why he gets the plug.
So this is Drew speaking. How hard should I hit you? I ask Ryan. As you want to be hit back, but to not hit Ryan too hard.
I'm looking at a 7-year-old who is like a weightlifter in terms of the muscles this kid has.
Yeah, no, you do.
It's nuts.
You pack that on. You pack that on.
That's Mason the Beast Bramlett.
It's not. Okay, well, the nickname may give it away.
Well.
No, but the, like, what have I told you? Like, just the boys from skating? Unbelievable asses on them.
Like, muscular, you mean? Or
yeah,
why?
No, just muscular asses. Believable. They're not trying. They're not working out.
No, they're just doing what they
are. Yeah. Oh, my God. The asses are unbelievable. Where am I going, Kaylee?
Gym. Lamont says there's a Baltimore.
I believe that. I bet there's probably a ton everywhere. Yeah.
All right.
Why, you don't think you could find one within...
When I was planning my son interests, I was able to check off soccer and hip-hop dance. I did. He's taking a class. It's intro hip-hop dance. He's by no means...
Oh, is he going to pop?
They're going to do.
Well,
do everything.
That may be a little more advanced.
It's unusual for little boys to do hip-hop dance. Marley's taken those classes before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine didn't reach any interest in doing dance. Hard for them to dance with skate feet. Got jammed in the skates at the age of... Hi, Elliot in the morning. Got to put that ass on, dude.
I was an MMA instructor for kids.
Oh, were you...
In Northern Virginia, Alexandria.
And what age?
Around 5. Whatever age Dickens and attention. I was a Taekwondo instructor initially.
Right.
And we developed an MMA program. But for us, I mean, it wasn't just MMA. Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu,
right,
and boxing.
Right.
And then some of the kids actually did, you know, they were my Taekwondo students too. They just took all the practice.
Right. Broke down all the differences of it and then would eventually put them all.
Exactly. And we never found any MMA tournaments for kids, but they would go to tournaments and these kids were amazing.
And really?
I won't say surprisingly, but oh my God, there's nothing funnier than a little sister tap out her older brother. Oh my God. It was fantastic.
Hey, let me, there's, and Drew gets into it a little bit in his article, and I'm nervous to, people who enjoy MMA to try to name some of the, just off the top of my head. But there's some moves in that Drew talks about that I guess are considered, I don't want to say dangerous, but can really hurt somebody. Drew asked the, do you teach those and encourage them to do those, like, while you're sparring and stuff? And the instructor said, oh, absolutely we do. But they also know that if it gets to the part where they're going to sparm, if that kid taps, he has to stop.
Right. Well, you're correct.
I wouldn't go that far, but
okay. Did you ever do Taekwondo?
I did not. I did karate. My kids did Taekwondo.
Okay. Taekwondo, there's a separate branch called Hapkido.
Sure.
They, you know, if you grab me, this is what I'm going to do type stuff. So it's the same thing. You have to do it, but you also teach them cleanly. You do the whole tradition. Muay Thai, even if you hit someone's head, you know, punch someone hard enough to snap their head back, then, you know, you're in violation. So you teach them all that stuff, and you teach them where to apply the speed and the power and all that stuff. It's fantastic that they're,
right,
you know, identifying their colors, but, you know, kicking butt.
And listen, it feels like a hypocrite when it comes to the MMA part, because I'm sure just like Taekwondo and karate arts, I mean, the two greatest things, well, obviously they get their body moving and the fitness element of it, which is that I would assume that you're just like the Taekwondo gyms and martial arts, where respect and discipline are paramount to the activity. And then,
absolutely.
And then number self-confidence that comes along with it. And Drew points out in the article, a lot of the kids that end up in there or that are in there start there because parents saw their kids at school or in the neighborhood. So self-confidence, discipline, and obviously are the main reasons kids up in there, which is fine. And that's why I feel like a dick going, I would never. But it's just, there's nothing that's not attractive to me. I don't know. But at the same time, I would do any of the martial arts that are elements of MMA.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the, I don't know, a few years ago, But most satisfying things or things I've had from teaching martial arts was there was a kid who was autistic.
Right.
And when he came, you know, he had, he was, I hate to use the term normal, but he had some attention problems.
Sure.
But anyway, it never happened, and the school shut down. I left the guy going to school and all that kind of good stuff. His father contacted me later. He ran into me at a gas station, actually, and he asked me if I could teach him private lessons because his son did not want to go to another instructor. He didn't want to go to another school. My name is Todd, is my instructor. The kid was doing better in school. He was doing much better in socializing and much in terms of discipline. And,
sure.
It brought a tear to my eye. The father came up and hugged me when I told him I would teach this kid, private lessons, at one time in my two-car garage because of
Jesus Christ. All right, so appreciate the phone call. Thank you, Todd. Hiya.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
It's Army, man.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, my son's a two-time jiu-jitsu world champion. And I use when y'all saying the youth part of it is actually Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And if you go to the tournaments and stuff, it's no punching, no. It's really Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, see, but now, but a gym, or at least the article makes it sound like it's all MMA.
No, as they get older, I'd say in the adult level, you can enter the MMA fighting, but it's all Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Hey, how old is your world champion?
He's 17 now. He's been it for 4 or 5 years, and it's the best thing with the discipline, self-respect that it teaches. It's just coach all the time. It's the best money I've ever spent.
Hey, where do you live?
Okay.
And by the way, there's part of me there. I could take your kid. And you said he's been doing it since he was 12?
Since he's about 13, 12, 13, yes. Yeah, so I said he's a two-time Naga world champion. And I don't know where he's getting, but he's, out of a very controlled environment. And
now, let me ask you this. It's controlled for the kid. He talks about how it's a testosterone nightmare of parents screaming at kids.
We'll witness that, and we country and fight, and I've never witnessed anything like that. It's usually it's very orderly. Matter of fact, at a lot of tournaments, if the parents get out of control, your kid and you are gone. And if you wrestle NAGA, which is the North American Grapple Association, you get out of line, they'll put your kid completely wrestle again.
Hey, where have you? I know you said you're from New Orleans, but where have you traveled around for fighting?
We've been to Florida, we've been to California, Texas. We're about to go back to Florida for the Southern Championships here. So Atlanta, we've been all over.
Dude, good for you. Good for you. Head to D.C.
Hey, who's talking about that? Put you to sleep, a naked choke.
Oh yeah, it is. Drew McGarry mentions that the rear naked. Yeah. He said something like fine, and put him in like a rear naked hold or something like that.
Yes, indeed, man. We'll trust me. I know.
I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, I'll take care.
Hey, talk to you later,
man. That's the hold that I got out of this, and the kid responded, "Don't get caught in it." I know that guy's ass,
right?
But
not
mine. Him calling him a world champion, I pictured. Who, by the way, if you are listening, Judah, don't try howold.net.
Oh,
I maybe that.
Oh, that's probably it
because it's not kind.
Hi, Elliot.
Is this me?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
My name's Pam. My daughter's 15, and she's been doing MMA and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for...
Hey, does she hate us to sound sexist, but does she fight only girls, or she fights both?
No, she typically has to fight guys because there's not enough females to fight.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I was at Rousey yesterday, and they were talking about how people will go see her fight because it's nobody. There's not enough women coming along that can actually fight her.
The division. She just competed 2 months ago in Virginia Beach at a U.S. grappling tournament, and in that division, she's the only guys in her weight class.
She do.
She took second and third in both D and non-D.
That's not bad. Right way down in New Orleans, going to whip her ass.
Non-D, she actually holds several belts and swords.
Oh, damn!
Why don't you?
Look what you can't grab.
In MMA, she does actually spar in an MMA cage, and she has the, she's in an MMA cage, but there aren't judges.
Right.
That's just what she trains in.
Man, that's not.
But he can compete, and he did that like Atlanta, Georgia, like the guy. Like they go all over the place. Play Charlotte, North Carolina's a big go up and down all over.
I gotta get
and
in
that. And they also do U.S. grappling.
Right. Hey, now do you at the meets and stuff, or do you agree that it's not bad out of control parents?
I mean, there's some parents that you hear a lot of bad remarks, like you a game or a football field. The parents are outside brawling. I mean, the biggest thing is the dad, you'll hear dad be a little.
Whoa.
We had one guy that he competed with my daughter and then he left the tournament. He didn't compete for the next race.
The what? That's the girl's dad to the. Why? No, I know what you're thinking. Maybe I said that wrong.
You did.
Maybe that came out wrong.
No, it was interpreted. I'm really sorry about that.
This is what you get for starting Fireball Friday.
Do they have to walk around and hand the parents lollipops though?
No, really, it is a testosterone and testosterone environment. It's full adrenaline high when the kids are fighting. It really is.
Right.
And there's bloody noses and black eyes and inadvertent hits that get sticking or elbows to the face or
bloody
mouth.
Bloody elbow.
Or,
I'm sorry.
Happens. I broke that dude's toe.
But my daughter actually did do a rear naked choke to a 30-year-old and drop him on Cinco de Mayo a few years ago.
Oh, you know what? That anniversary is coming up.
He's like, oh, it's not going to hurt. I was like, it did. And he hit the floor.
Oh my God. My God.
A little blonde-haired, blue-eyed little kid that looks angelic.
Yeah, I'd still whip her ass, though.
No, I'm guaranteeing. She's going to
No, I'm in you. In you. Did
well,
you not hear
not
me?
I can bring her there.
Then I can't have guests up. That's all right, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thanks.
You got to talk to you later. All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls. +6 2 Elliot 865-468. Call me right now. Anything to get into, anything from yesterday, last day, landing on this weekend, doesn't matter to me. 866-2-Elliot, 866-468.
Wow, Brooke, you really, really weren't kidding when you tour of your new house. I think we covered every inch of the second floor.
To the kitchen.
Great.
We put in new countertops, replaced the appliances, and this nook. Have you ever snook?
Wow, that's a great nook. I gotta get going.
But you haven't seen the mudroom yet.
Someone who will want to know everything about your customized home? An Allstate agent. Better they can help protect you. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, your agent can help you with lots of ways to save. Like claim-free rewards. So don't wait. Talk to an Allstate agent.
To help with home insurance from Buy. Call one of 43 Richmond area Allstate agents and save even more when you add features optional. Coverage, discounts, and features are subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings.
Service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Escape the nightlife. Step into Club Rouge, where the lines between fun and fantasy blur 7 days a week. Club Rouge recruits the going ladies who've left to entertain you. Club Rouge is downtown Richmond's only gentleman's club. Open every day for lunch until dinner. Naughty nights. Business bachelor parties. Club Rouge is that safe place you've been seeking. Drop by time at 15th and Main Street or follow them on Twitter at Rouge Club RVA.
If you know the part number for your oil, 85348. That your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because it is for guys who really care about their car. And write 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil into CarQuest Standards $3.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Morning.
Try saying
croissant sandwich.
Muffin. Boring.
Get 2 croissant sandwiches for just Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th at historic Malvern. We're 2 the trail. Sample over 30 Virginia beers. Beer, food, live music, tickets just $15 in advance. Advance with VIP ticket, beerfest.com for more info. More info also available at all Capital Ale House locations. And don't miss the official after party at Capital Ale. At Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, 7 to 6. Brought to you in part by the Draft Doctor, Capital Ale House and Brown Distributing.
Colorful is mom this month. Changes handle the arrangements. Mother's Day is May 10th. Show mom she's number one. Something beautiful from Stranges. Send her fresh flowers, whether here or out of town. Choose from vivid spring bouquets, hanging gifts, and roses in every color of the rainbow.
Stranges has a way to brighten up the face. Take away the blues. Bring a smile to the face.
Visit one of our 4 convenient locations. Call 321-2200.com. Select from this featured arrangements, select a classic favorite or create a custom design. You'll find one. Make Make this Mother's Day extra special. Go to strangers.com or call 321-22.
Century just got a lot more sexy. Why? The Paper Moon is showing the May at their Southside location this Saturday night. Surround yourself with an of stunning women from Paper Moon Sports Falls. Or you could watch wild crowded sports bar with lots of men. You'll think you're in Vegas at the May West Saturday night at the Paper 6710 Atlantean Turnpike. Arrive early. Seating is limited.
Auto Twisting Motorcycle Road is Moto America, the new home of AMA FIM Superbike. And it's at the legendary Virginia International Raceway, May 13th. See Rocket Quick Excel Handlebar Corner Battles and Screaming Straightaway Drafting Duels at nearly 200 hours. And on the border of North Carolina and Danville, BIR offers plenty for the whole family. Parking and children 12 and under are free. Get your advanced tickets now at BIR.com.
Delays for 95 to a collision near the boulevard that is blocked. Delays as far back as Chamberlain. It also impacts 64 eastbound at Staples and Bryant Park. Crash 95 southbound near Broad and Franklin Street downtown. Shoulder.
From the top of the building, WWN, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the morning.
Well, I had a look and some tenderness. Walk upon the water, the mist.
Did you watch him be on Letterman?
That's great.
God damn it, I want to see it. I have to see it.
That's where they made their television debut.
Was it really?
21 years ago, yeah.
22? Holy crap. Wow. I didn't realize it was that to go back and watch that. Early in the morning, coming up a little bit later on this hour. I will have tickets for it. It's BFD in Kerfuffle in D.C. on Sunday. Incubus headlines both shows, so one of you will go to BFD, one of you will go to Kerfuffle. Both of you and your guests and can meet Incubus. Later on this morning, tickets for you to see Amy Schumer a little bit later on, and then during dirt. Playoff. Capitals Rangers will be home Monday. Back at Verizon. Of course, they go tomorrow, coming off last night. So we'll do that a little bit later on. Right now, though, I do need some six. To Elliot. 235-5468. Hi, who's this?
This is Chad.
Hey, Chad, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Hey, that cheap shot on Holby left.
You're talking about Tanner Glass's stick and cracking him in the face?
That wasn't very cool.
No, it wasn't very cool. And somewhere down the line, you got a little taste of it at the end of the game, but...
Is that what the fight was about?
Okay?
Was like retaliation?
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't know. Listen, Tanner Glass is a big boy. He can hit. The stick thing was a little bit. No, the thing at the end of the game, but stemming from that, or just stemming from God knows if somebody was chirping or saying something on the. I do believe at some point during, and it'll heat up. Yesterday was just game one. These series will heat up. And Tanner Glass will pay for that. Now, whether that'll be tomorrow afternoon, Monday night, but at some point, Tanner Glass will get a kick to Holpe's face.
Hey, and also, do you think that the amount of face-offs that we lost, do you think that'll affect us?
It can. Yeah, no, I mean, so it's such a key part of the game that doesn't get a ton of attention. But yeah, no, they, listen, a very good hockey team. Beagle had an off night, if I remember correctly, in doing face-offs. But yeah, face-offs come back and hurt you.
Fireman, I was shocked.
Oh, they played so well. But the other day, and by the way, Mike last night, but as much as I agree being the best player on the ice, by far, hands down, it was Ovechkin last night. Beast last night playing.
They were.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I will give you, well, thank you very much. But like I said, I'll give away tickets a bit later on this morning.
Yes. Braden Holtby has the fastest growing beard ever. Because that could have been worse getting that stick there. However, as the rest of
yes.
It ages him.
Oh, did
how
you
old?
Do his
Achin did the whole team.
Oh, did they really?
Braden's 38 years old. Of course.
A couple of things that I have to get into, and then I'll grab some more people if you're there. Remember I was telling everybody, which, by the way, you should still be doing, but yesterday around this time I was telling you, keep an eye towards the... Because you have that Russian spacecraft that's still going to come crashing into the in the next week or so. Hey. But you don't want to be caught off.